From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Now let's join our host, Jim Williams, on ABQ Connect.
And no, I do not have any operant conditioning in the studio, so I don't shock any of our guests when they say the wrong thing, ladies. Leila Armstrong, Christina Lucero, and Jody Hicks with Mercy Multiplied in studio. We're going to be talking about mental wellness. We're going to be talking about an Empower workshop. And we are going to start off with a sad note. And so first let me say hi.
Hello.
Hi. If you don't say hi, Abby pushes the button. I'm just teasing. Christine just asked me that right before we came on the air. Because I always joke around that she shocks me if I say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I kind of think that might be a fun idea. What do you
think? Somebody needs to keep tabs on you, too.
I know. Abby's dad is always causing problems for her. Here's the sad note. In the past 2 months, Albuquerque and the Christian community have lost a pastor's wife and very recently a high school student to suicide. So mental wellness is, mental health is really critical, and Mercy Multiplied is trying to bring concerns about mental and spiritual wellness to the attention of church leaders and people who need help. How are you doing that?
Well, we're going to host an Empower workshop, Jim. We're going to kick it off this coming Monday. There's still time to register. You can register at newmexicoformercy.com.
And it's very expensive.
Yes, it is. It's very expensive. It's going to cost you an hour and a half of your time for 7 weeks.
And it's free.
Yes.
But it is an investment. I mean, you do have to put the time in.
You have to put the time in. If you don't want to do it over a period of 7 weeks, Mercy Multiplied is going to offer the same virtual workshop online on the 13th and 14th of May. And you can join by going to mercymultiplied.com. And the cost is only $130, but you'll get it done in 2 days.
Talk to us a little bit about Mercy Multiplied. Jody, you want to tell us about that? Oh, you want Lila to tell us about that?
Oh, we can all talk about Mercy Multiplied all day long. But Mercy Multiplied is an organization, a ministry that's been around for 39 years now that helps young women. They started off as a residential program to where they take in women free of charge. They want women to know that they aren't making money off of their problem, and that most of the women that go to Mercy's residential program have tried all kinds of things before they get to Mercy. It's like a last resort. And they have a very good success rate, using the biblical principles. So that is the foundation of the healing that takes place in the Mercy Residential Homes. They, what year was it? 2015 was when they started an outreach program, and Jody and I became involved in that outreach program with the Keys to Freedom study that we do here in Albuquerque. But we got involved through the Empower workshop that we attended out in California at one of the Mercy homes. And so we want to, at this particular time in Albuquerque with, you know, a lot of people are struggling. They're struggling financially. You know, we've got, people that are, you know, not able to put food on the table because grocery prices are going up and their paychecks aren't. And, you know, just whatever is causing the anxiety amongst people or the hopelessness or, you know, whatever you need, you know, whatever situation you find yourself in, you know, hope is available. And, you know, we come together as a group and we watch videos about walking alongside of other people, because the Empower workshop is about all of us coming together to help one another, about how do you walk well with someone? How do you love someone well? Because people will remember how you treated them. And how you work with someone is probably more important than the information that you give to them. Wouldn't you say so, Jody?
Yeah, most definitely. Just treating them with kindness. And, you know, as you were talking about earlier, just like when people come to you with their struggles, learning how to be unshockable, you know, mm-hmm. and just being able to sit with people in their pain and to just allow them the freedom to speak regardless of what's coming out of their mouth, kind of in the way that the Lord does for us. You know, he can handle it all. You know, some people might not be able to handle how you're doing, but our Heavenly Father can. But if, you know, through the Holy Spirit, the strength of the Holy Spirit living inside of us to be able to sit with people and to encourage them and to love on them in their deepest, darkest moments. But I do love the workshop and, you know, over the years how we have gathered resources, our local resources in New Mexico to be able to, like, if someone is in a crisis situation, you know, what are the numbers that we can call? How can we get them help, you know, right away? And so we'll be offering some of that. Go ahead. Did you have a question?
Okay. Well, I guess, go ahead. You know, I bring up that we've lost a pastor's wife yes. and a local high school student to suicide.
Yeah.
I don't know if Christine is as close to those two communities where we've lost those people mm-hmm. as Leela and Jody are.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very close to these two women,
yeah.
Christine, and so you're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for all of you is, what's going on in the hearts and minds of people that are friends and family to the people that we've lost? Are they, I almost think they, in some ways we torture ourselves, like we're blaming ourselves mm-hmm. and there's a lot going on. So mercy is also not just trying to help people that are considering taking their own lives or have mm-hmm. some other kind of mental illness, but you're also there for the survivors and the families and to encourage all of us.
Yeah, I think, sometimes when stuff like this happens, everybody has questions. You know, I mean, for the most part, if you're close to the person who took their life or if you're close to the people, just who were close to those people, like you have so many questions. Sometimes I know that people can get angry with that person who took their lives. Like, why didn't they talk to me? Why didn't they tell me it was this bad? Or, you know, there's so many questions that you have in your head and there's so many ways that you can blame yourself. You can blame other people. You can blame someone's parents for, you know, quote unquote, not noticing when something was really bad. Or, you know, you can try to place blame anywhere you want to in order to try to make sense of a situation. So I think that one of the things that I've experienced going through this workshop and going through all the content that we've been, you know, getting ready for is just figuring out how to ask your questions, like making sense of what questions you do have, and then pointing each other to the resources, you know, the main resource, which is God's word, but other resources as well as of other people, you know, local counselors, local people who are equipped to help figure out the answers to those questions that we do formulate in our minds. And, you know, sometimes questions that drive us crazy. You stay up at night wondering, what could you have done? What could you have said to that person to make a difference or you know, anything like that. So I think one of the things about this workshop is helping us to understand the answers to our own questions or find other people to walk alongside in our shared grief or in grief that they're going through. To kind of figure it out and to go to the Father.
Christine, there's a lot of people trying to deal with this stuff by themselves. Mm. That's yeah. not healthy.
No, and I can't speak for everyone in the world, but it rarely works. You know, we are not called to walk through life alone, right? Mm. You know, scripture is pretty specific about, you know, we're called, man cannot survive by himself. No man is an island. We are communal people, like we're communal beings. We want community. We do really well with community because no one person knows everything. You might think that you know so much and you can do it on your own, but there's always somebody else out there who can provide a different perspective. And this workshop isn't just, you know, Mercy Multiplied, we talked about, is for women, but this workshop is for men and women. Anybody can come. We do have childcare that we're providing for those people who want to bring their kids. And so we just really want to encourage, come and find out, like, you know, what questions do you have? How do you figure out how to help someone? Even if you need help yourself, you know, learning all of these things about what scripture has to say is only going to help.
And we're going to talk more detail about the topics. In fact, I'll have Leela go over those here in our next 15-minute segment together. But before we do that, As we were preparing before the show today, we were talking a little bit, and I shared this with Jody. And Jody has brought in a book. We've had a guest, Desiree Woodland. She has a ministry called Breaking the Silence. Desiree is a Christian woman that is trying to minister to everybody regardless of your faith. She's trying to train teachers in schools and school administrators, and she's trying to train pastors and all of these things to try to recognize when somebody has an issue that could be life-threatening. So, for example, she lost her son when he was very young. He took his own life. And she shared on this show how she had some self-blame and felt like, oh, what could I have done? And regretted things that she said. And so she went through that entire scenario. She's written a book called I Still Believe. And Jody's brought a copy of that into the studio. And if you're listening now and you might want a free copy, I am going to give the first caller at 505-338-5790 a copy of that book. It's called I Still Believe. And in addition to that, I'd love for you to call our show. We have Leela Armstrong, Jody Hicks, and Christine Lucero in studio. They are with Mercy Multiplied. You can call us at 505-338-5790, or you can even text us at 505-585-5483 if you just want to ask a question via text. But Mercy is, you know, I've heard pastors for years talking about mercy and grace. You know, mercy is not giving somebody something they deserve. So they may not deserve love, but you're going to extend mercy anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, God's grace, which is so amazing, is not only does he not give you what you deserve, but then he piles on all kinds of good things. Mm-hmm. And so grace and mercy are amazing tools in the body of Christ. Jody, why is that book important to you?
Because that is this book. I was invited to a prayer group years ago, and I was on the campus of El Dorado High School, which El Dorado High School has experienced multiple suicides in these past several years, and Breaking the Silence has been there multiple times. But when I was invited to that that prayer group, it was for family members who are living with a mental illness, and this friend that invited me, she didn't know that I had a family member. She just, you know, came up to me and invited me. And through that, I found out about NAMI, which is National Alliance for Mental Illness, which is a national organization that teaches about mental illness. And I ended up getting into this free course that is given by NAMI. It's called Family to Family. And we had had a couple of suicide attempts in our family at that time. And so that course was extremely helpful for my mom and I, walking alongside family members that were going through this, who had been not yet diagnosed with a mental illness. But I ended up finding out about Desiree Woodland. Had no idea that she lived in Albuquerque, but I got her book and I read the foreword, and the foreword to that book was written by her brother, who did my sister's funeral. So I will never forget that day sitting on my porch. And so I contacted that friend of ours, and he got me in contact with Desiree. And so I started working with her through Breaking the Silence and going in. My first presentation with her was to fourth and fifth graders at an elementary school that her son went to. And so it will forever hold a very, you know, it will be very close to my heart doing this education. It's very uncomfortable for me to stand up in front of a group of people, but it was the first time. It was like, I can't not speak about this. And so anyways, I thank her for her honesty in this book. And, you know, there's journal entries from her and her son. I will say that you will cry a lot as you read it, but there's a lot of healing that comes from it too. And it's not the book for everyone. Some people, it's so in your face that it's a little bit hard to read, but for some, you know, it has just brought a tremendous amount of healing, and Breaking the Silence has grown and is continuing to grow. And I'm so grateful that we're getting resources into the hands of our students, our staff. We do parent forums, and, you know, just community forums for anyone who will listen. And it's not a Christian-based organization, but there are a lot of Christians working in the organization.
And yes. I think, Jody, we've started off the program really trying to point out that mental illness affects the Christian community as much as it does any other community. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why Desiree wrote Breaking the Silence. She wants that silence broken about that fact. Yeah. There's a lot of people dealing with mental illness, and maybe the church has spiritualized everything. Obviously, spirit, mind, body, all connected.
Yes.
But I think that there are definitely medical, mental illness types of conditions that we need to start addressing. Desiree Woodland's book's called I Still Believe. We'll take the first caller at 505-338-5790. Or if you have a question for Leela, Christine, or Jody, or you can just ask the question and one of them will answer. Our number is again 505-338-5790. We'll be back after these messages.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
KLYT, the light of New Mexico, welcomes For King and Country back to Albuquerque.
God only knows what to say about you.
You'll see all the energy of For King and Country on stage and hear their excellent songs. Miss For King and Country, Thursday night, May 19th at Tingley Coliseum. For King and Country, our friends of KLYT, the light of New Mexico.
I see you dressed in white.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage. 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
The Mercy Multiplied Empower Workshop is designed as a tool to help you and equip you as you seek to support those who are hurt and struggling. Esther 4:14 is a verse that the ministry uses. It says, we believe God has called us for such a time as this, in Esther 4:14, to join him in binding up the brokenhearted, proclaiming freedom for the captives, and releasing the darkness for the prisoners, from Isaiah 61:1. The Empower Workshop, and I'm going to direct this to Christine. Should you take the training if you're going through something yourself, or should you wait till everything is perfect?
I think for us to wait until everything is perfect would be when we go to heaven. as Jody put it, absolutely come. Like, come as you are. Jesus met people where they were. You know, if you think about even when he brought Matthew into his ministry, Matthew was a tax collector. He met Matthew where he was. And then through their relationship, Matthew was transformed. You know,
You mean tax collectors can be saved?
They can. Anybody and everyone can come to know the love of Christ, even tax collectors.
Sorry, I apologize. I just had to say that.
There's it talks about it in Mark chapter 2, verse 17. People were asking Jesus, like, why are you hanging out with these people? You're hanging out with tax collectors and sinners and prostitutes. Like, why do you spend time with these people? His reply was, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Everybody's always got something going on. There's always something happening in your life. There's always a trial. There's always a reason to say, I don't have time. I can't prioritize that right now. This isn't the right time for me. But, you know, maybe we were put here, just Esther 4:14, for such a time as this, and it's not going to be perfect. It won't be perfect until we go to heaven. That's just the enemy trying to tell you that you're not good enough or that something else is more important. Like, prioritize the time, make the investment, come see what we're all about. I'm going to bake cookies. Oh. It's going to be great. We have so much fun. We have wonderful open conversations. There is no judgment. We have great listening ears. I've been learning so much more about listening just from these two wonderful women next to me. And if anything is holding you back from coming to join us, at least call us and tell us why, and we can help you. Yes. We can figure it out together so that you can come.
Selena won the book, I Still Believe, by Desiree Woodland. Yay. Selena, thank you for calling us, and I hope you're blessed by listening to the encouragement that Mercy Multiplied and these three ladies are offering. Appreciate you calling very much. Selena is the book winner. Let's go to the book again. Okay. Jody, you have something you wanted to read to us.
Yes, this is the back of the book, and I just wanted to read a little bit. And I'm so excited for you, Selena, to get to read this. And if you ever want to go and have coffee, we can meet here at Calvary. I would love to, you know, talk with you, and I'm sure Desiree would too. But it says, according to the Foundation for Suicide Prevention in 2021, suicide is still the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. On average, there are over 130 suicides per day. Across the country, it is the third leading cause of death for young people ages 15 to 24. In my home state of New Mexico, it is the leading cause of death for youth aged 17 to 24. The Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry has declared that the coronavirus pandemic has exacerbated this situation. Studies suggest the great majority of those who took their lives suffered from a diagnosable mental illness, and that many of them received no treatment or inadequate treatment. Mental illness will affect 1 in 5 people at some point in their lifetime. And Desiree's son, Ryan, suffered from a mental illness that neither he nor his family understood. Understanding came too late for us all, and he took his life in 2006 at age 24. And it goes on to say a couple of other things, but this is on page 3. It's in chapter 1. And just want our listeners to know, like, when someone is struggling with a severe mental illness, this is a quote from someone who would be struggling. And I do have this in my family as well. But it says, when a person says or thinks, I don't want to live anymore, he may actually be saying, I am weary of dying every day. It is not life that I am tired of, but death. So struggling with the desire to not be here anymore. So because of how the mental struggle is so severe. And so, you know, my aunt was one that, you know, said, you know, she said, you know, Jody, it's a success to make it through a day. And, you know, she is still here by the grace of God. And I'm so grateful. She's attempted 3 times, but, you know, so much of my understanding of, you know, of living in relationship with people who are living with a mental illness, they really are heroes in ways of just staying here with the mental battle, you know, that they face every day. So
As you're listening today, you're obviously hearing that the three ladies I have in studio have experience with this in their own families. Leela's talked to us about substance abuse and other different things that she's dealt with personally. So, Leela, let's go to you right now and talk one more time. Well, not one more time. We're going to do this about three more times. How do you sign up for the Empower Workshop? It is offered for free. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
And in honor of that, you're offering the Empower Workshop for free.
We are. We are offering it because we are, you know, we are part of the body of Christ that sees that there are people out there that are hurting, and we need more workers in the field. You need more people that have this training. You know, you ask us, do you have to be well to come to this training? I was so far from well when I attended this training. You know, Jody can attest to this. I was in the middle of a terrible situation with my family, and, you know, and I was looking for answers, but I was looking for answers for a certain problem. But when I got through the Empower Workshop, I had learned so much more about me. You know, and things that I was doing that were actually not helping the situation. And so, do you have to be well? Gosh, you know, if you are, you should be leading the rest of us because, you know, we are just facilitating there. We're not leading anyone. This is just a group of broken people, and it works.
But you're having a conversation. Christine was talking about the openness that she's been able to have with you two and how that's transforming her life. And I think that, you know, the fact that a lot of this still hurts. Jody was tearing up when I started the show because she's so close to the situation. But she's still willing to put herself out there, be available to our listeners. You're sharing with our listeners now. So whatever we see that might be hurtful or shameful or weakness or however, whatever adjective you want to use, God can use that for his glory. But you got to talk to somebody about it. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to encourage people to do. Don't stay an island. Jody, when you were reading Desiree's statement there from the book, I Still Believe, COVID and isolation. And here's the thing. I think a lot of us think, oh, we're out of COVID. There's a lot of people still stuck in COVID. They're still at home. They're still isolated. They might be working remotely, but they're not with other people. And that's such a danger. And I think that you can address this. There's no reason, there's a million medical conditions out there. You name it. You know, physical, mental, spiritual things going on. You can live and you can have an abundant life with every one of them, but you can't do it by yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Jim, when COVID first started, we took our ministry online, and that lasted for 2 months, Jody? Probably for 2 months through COVID, and then we talked to our church about giving us space to meet together, a big enough space that we could, you know, be socially distanced from each other. And we began 2 months into COVID meeting together in person because we thought that it was that important that we come together and that we have fellowship and community. And, you know, and if you're still isolated, you know, I would invite you to come out and visit us, you know, Tuesday mornings. We're going to be doing a Tuesday morning study. It'll be the same as what we do on Monday night. We'll start this Monday night, and then we'll repeat that same class again on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock.
So give us the hours. So if you're going to sign up for this course, you're offering a morning and an evening option.
Yes. We have an evening option starting on Monday at 6 o'clock. It'll be 6 to 7:30, an hour and a half, and we will, you know, honor that time limit. We will end at 7:30. We will start on time and end at 7:30. We'll have childcare. So you get the kids home and back in bed in time to go to school the next day.
And where do you meet?
We're going to meet at New Covenant Church, 7201 Paseo del Norte. And we'll have Tuesday mornings at 9 o'clock, and we will end at 10:30. Anything you need to add to that?
That you can't enter off of Paseo, so you have to enter off of Holly. So
yeah.
Just, yeah, because that's confusing for some people.
Is it in that side building?
Yeah, we'll be in the, what we call the warehouse, which is the building that is between our sanctuary and WEX.
And you go to NewMexicoForMercy.com to sign up?
New Mexico for Mercy, all spelled out, NewMexicoForMercy.com. And you can register for the website. Tell us there if you need childcare. Mm-hmm. We do need people to register so that we have the right amount of materials for everyone. So that is important. We also want to make sure that we don't close the door before everybody gets in. You know, so there's reasons that we do want you to.
Leela, no one's ever late in New Mexico.
Well, and I also want to encourage, mm-hmm. we will have a couple of extra things there. So if for some reason you decide at 5:30, you know what, I know that God is calling me to go there and I haven't registered, we still want you to come. And even if you have to share something with me, I'll totally share my stuff with you. Come, please.
You know, the Empower Workshop purpose is to show people how to help hurting people. But as you said, Leela, it also helps hurting people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so no matter where you're at, come. Because it's free. Free opportunity.
Well, for example, Jim, if you're involved in some kind of an emotionally destructive relationship and you can come to the class on self-care and boundaries, by all means, come to those classes because, you know, I was way too old when I started learning about boundaries, and we want to get this into the, you know, into the young minds. And we're inviting anyone age 16 and up. So age 16 and up, we do have men registered in this class. So don't think that this is just a girl thing, because it's for men, women, youth pastors.
We have a couple youth pastors sign up, and we're really excited about that. Some men, and I just want to also invite people to our church this weekend at New Covenant. You know, some of you guys might know John Thurman, who was a counselor in our area. He worked at Sagebrush or was at Sagebrush for several years. But he's going to be teaching at New Covenant this weekend on loss and survival. And he's going to touch on suicide. So any of you out there who, you know, might want to come and listen to that teaching, we invite you to come with it. It's only 10 o'clock. We only have one service, but at 10 o'clock. So he's going to be touching, you know, on this weekend. So you'll know where our church is, and you'll see the where we'll be holding the workshop. So please come out.
Good stuff. Leela, Christine, and Jody with Mercy Multiplied in studio. When we come back, we're going to kind of break down the days of the course and what you're going to be talking about. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. And if you'd like to call us at 505-338-5790. These three ladies are happy to answer your calls. And if they don't know the answer, they're quick to find out the answer for you and they'll get back to you. Please call us at 338-5790, area code 505. We'll be right back.
The desire to fit in, to be thought of as normal, is a basic human instinct. But would you believe that children as young as 3 years old already want to follow the crowd and fit in with the group? That's what researchers found in a Duke University study. Yet in the Bible, we learn that some of the people who've made the most impact have done so by defying normal. Here's Skip Heitzig.
I think the Bible calls us to a holy defiance of the status quo. Paul the Apostle said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
So what does it take to go from conformed to transformed? Find out in Pastor Skip's book, Defying Normal. Our thanks to you when you give $35 or more to help expand this Bible teaching ministry. And when you give today, we'll also include the booklet, What on Earth Am I Here For? By Rick Warren. Get your copies of these two bold resources when you call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what happens to a fossil when it's buried?
Chris, a buried fossil quickly begins to decompose. It's relentlessly attacked by bacteria eating away at the organic material. Recently, however, several fossils have been discovered with the original organic material intact. Here's a couple examples. Soft dinosaur tissue was found supposedly over 65 million years old. Elsewhere, clam fossils were found with the organic muscles holding the two shells together, supposedly 200 million years old. Now, evolutionists are committed to the millions of years idea, so they overlook this obvious evidence for rapid recent burial. Chris, it looks like a rapid burial event happened not very long ago. I think that's the great flood of Noah's day that's mentioned back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are talking about the free Empower. It's empowering to take this workshop offered by Mercy Multiplied, Lila Armstrong, Christine Lucero, and Jody Hicks with Mercy here. And I'm just excited that you're offering this because it could be life-changing for a lot of people, and not just for them, but for people that they can minister to and love on. And if you're hurting right now, you got to believe this. God will work through your life to encourage other people. He just will.
Am I wrong?
No, unfortunately, you're not. Sometimes, when we first started this, I thought, you know, God, I've got lots of other qualities.
There you go.
That's all right.
But he doesn't seem to use our good qualities as much as he uses our bad qualities, does he?
Well, our definition of bad qualities, right?
Yeah. Not his. I mean, he uses all for good.
It's right. Well, and I think that's the way he exhibits that to us.
Yeah.
So Monday, the course topic is going to be your call. What does that mean?
Well, it is important that we understand when you come into this work and you're walking alongside of someone, it is important to understand what we are called to do and what we aren't, and more importantly, what we're not called to do. And, you know, that is, you know, we are called to walk alongside of people, but we need to let God be God, and we are not Holy Spirit Junior. You know, so we're not counselors. We're not teachers.
Right.
We're just people that want to walk alongside of other people. And so I think that when we talk about your call, it's everybody's call. It's the call that is in the gospel. It's the gospel message, you know, and it's the same people that Jesus came alongside of.
But Lila, people are at home right now hurting. Do they really think the Holy Spirit will empower them? And that he will have a powerful impact in someone else's life through them? Do we really believe that?
They may not believe that right now, Jim, sitting at their home and they've been isolated. I certainly didn't believe it, you know, and I didn't believe it when I went to the Empower workshop. But I came out of there believing it. And God has done that work, and it has been God. It's not something that I've done. It's something that he's done. He's opened doors, and pointed the way. And all you have to do is just follow his calling. And, you know, he'll show you what you need to do. But this idea of, you know, God can't use me, I can relate to that, you know, because I thought that I had fallen too far. You know, I didn't come into abusing alcohol as an unbeliever. I was a strong Christian, and you know, these things, they can overtake any of us, Jim. It doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be gambling. It can be pornography. It can be all kinds of things in today's culture. You know, this deal of this thought of how what we look like that sometimes can lead to eating disorders like anorexia. Or bulimia, you know. The world is full of broken people of all different kinds. And, you know, if we're going to do this workshop only for those that are perfectly healed and perfectly willing and ready and equipped to go out and help others, we aren't going to have anybody there, Jim.
But, and again, and Christine, I'm kind of echoing what she said. This is the beauty of living with God, because we are broken people, we are imperfect, and God's Holy Spirit empowers us to go and love on other people and also transform our own lives. Jody, the founder of Mercy Multiplied, she was a counselor. And I remember reading something where she worked for the state in some kind of social area. Mm-hmm. And in that work, she, and I can't remember the exact verbiage, so I'm paraphrasing, but she said that she understands what treatment is, mm-hmm. but that people on that side of mental health don't understand what transformation is. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between treatment mm-hmm. and being transformed. Yeah. And the gospel is what transforms people.
Right.
But the treatment is still necessary.
Sure. Yeah, they work hand in hand. You know, there's a lot of times people will go to the doctor to get, you know, medications and, you know, just something to, you know, get them through a period of time. But that whole thing of it's not just about the medication, you know, that the person is put on. It's also the work. Like, they highly encourage, like, if you are on, you know, say you need medication really for the rest of your life. I mean, you look at any other, like, illnesses, like people who have high blood pressure take high blood pressure pills, or mm-hmm. my son who has type 1 diabetes, you know, he has to be on insulin for the rest of his life. And some people who are living with a mental illness have to be on it for the rest of their life. But at the same time, like, you work hand in hand with your doctor, but also, I mean, who is our great physician? The greatest physician is our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. And so putting those two together, like medication plus, you know, getting help through counselors, people, you know, who that is their life work, like, just going to a counselor, there's no shame in that, you know. And they ask the girls to make a 6 to 9 month commitment for a reason, you know. They talk about the why behind the what, you know, at Mercy.
Which will be the second class.
Sorry.
May 10th.
Okay,
no, yeah, that's okay. The second class, okay. And that's offered May 10th. Talk about that.
Well, basically, like, you know, we never know what has happened in somebody's life, like past trauma, whether in church or outside of the church. I mean, there's trauma everywhere. And depending on what you have gone through, you know, we may be acting out in these certain ways as a result of something that's happened to us. We talk about that, but there are also things that we place in our lives too, you know, that can take us down a dark road. So it is about choices, like, who are we going to serve? But, you know, when you have someone walking alongside you, you're getting the proper treatment, you know, but also calling upon the Lord at the same time, you know, for that transformation to come into play. It's a tremendous gift. Like, where do we go with all of our pain we have, you know, because there are people who can live in the victim mentality. And don't get me wrong, we are victims of a lot of things on this side of heaven, for sure. But can you become victorious through the power of the Holy Spirit and use your story where Satan has no power anymore once you start sharing your story of, like, this is what the Lord has done in my life, and it's only through Jesus Christ that I have received this healing. So I
like that you say he has no power once you're able to share your story.
Mm-hmm.
So May 2nd, the first class, that's this coming Monday. May 2nd and 3rd, you're going to be talking about your call. May 9th. The why behind the what, which Jody just explained. May 16th and 17th is going to be about helping hurting people. Christine, you wanted to talk about this.
Only just because I had so much experience with it. I came to this group and with these women in a lot of pain, trying to figure it out, trying to figure out the pain, trying to figure out how to stay above it. I think a lot of people, like, it's really easy. You have this choice, you know. I could choose to go over here in this little hole and just get all comfy and, like, hide in my little pit over here, or I can do the hard thing and I can talk to somebody and I can be vulnerable with them and I can ask for their help. I think so much, especially of our present culture, is so much do it yourself. And asking someone for help and showing vulnerability is somehow a sign of weakness, whereas I truly believe it's such a sign of real drive and desire to change, and true desire to get better. And so even though I'm still a hurting person, it has enabled me in such a huge way to be able to help other people who are hurting, because there's just something about that, like, kind of camaraderie in a way of, like, being vulnerable with people about what you're going through really opens the door for them to be vulnerable with what they're going through. And they trust you because they know that you know what a specific pain is like. I mean, I went through like a horrible pelvis deal. Like, I have a pelvis injury that I'll just have for the rest of my life. It's just the way that I'm built. I know what chronic pain is, and I didn't before. And the fact that I know that now, one of my close friends had to get spine surgery last year, and she's been in absolute horrible pain for over a year. And I'm able to help her because she knows that I understand chronic pain. And there's all kinds of chronic pain, and you can have physical chronic pain, you can have emotional, mental, spiritual chronic pain, but to be able to be a hurting person wanting to help other people who are hurting, it provides such a wonderful and intimate connection with other people that we could seriously underestimate. God can use that in such a huge way.
We'll be back with Leela, Christine, and Jody. Mercy Multiplied right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In Myanmar, church leader Meng is currently on the run for his life after a military coup that occurred last year. Myanmar authorities want to arrest Meng because of his evangelism efforts and his leadership role in the church. Fearing for his life, Meng has to move from house to house to keep authorities at bay, and he has no way to support his wife and children. Pray for Meng's faith to remain strong in spite of the fear he and his family are facing. And pray for God to continue to comfort his family and provide for all their needs until Meng can return home. Pray also for peace and stability in Myanmar.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
No time to hit the gym today? Well, there are some alternatives, so if your to-do list has ever gotten in the way of getting to the gym, don't feel guilty, because many of the things on that list totally count as exercise, like grocery shopping. You can burn up to 250 calories pushing a cart up and down the aisles. And the way I shop, skipping around from aisle to aisle, I add a lot of steps. It's a guy thing, I suppose. Then park in the space furthest from the door. Again, every step counts. Swap the treadmill for a vacuum cleaner. Yep, even dusting, laundry, and scrubbing the tub. Anything that has you reaching, bending, twisting at the waist, or breaking a sweat counts as exercise. Like gardening, mowing the lawn, or washing the car. And hey, next time a friend wants you to help them move, say yes, because you guessed it, lifting boxes and furniture counts too. From Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We've been breaking down the Empower Workshop. It's going to start on Monday, May 2nd. Topics are going to be called, or talking about your call and your calling in your life. May 9th is going to be the why behind the what. May 16th and 17th will be helping hurting people. And May 23rd is about hearing from God. Jody, how do you hear from God?
Okay. I love this one. And, you know, when we go through the Keys to Freedom study, it's always so neat to hear people who are willing to share on this, or they have not understood it in the past, or they totally have, which is really encouraging when someone, you know, and it's not always necessary. Well, a lot of times it's not the audible voice, you know. Mm-hmm. what we talk about is that when you hear from him, that it always is going to align with his scripture, you know. But there's so many different ways that the Lord can communicate with you.
Let's say that you're at home right now, mm-hmm. isolated, or mm-hmm. maybe you're working every day and you still feel isolated and you're having this internal conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know what God wants me to do. Mm-hmm. So I'll just stay by myself mm-hmm. until he tells me what to do. Mm-hmm. Does that line up with the scripture?
No.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
He calls you to be in fellowship with people.
He does, but depending on where the person is at, and sometimes, you know, there's a reason for that isolation. Mm-hmm. And I would just encourage you to open his word. And as you're opening his word, if you have a Bible, maybe you don't even have a Bible. If you want a Bible and you're listening to this, and we can get you one, just, you know, asking the Lord, you know, and talking to him. You know, I love hearing those testimonies of people. In fact, I listened to one this morning of a young girl who wasn't brought up in the church, but, you know, she ended up getting a Bible and, you know, just asking God and, you know, ended up developing a personal relationship with Jesus in her own home. And then asked her mom to take her to the local Salvation Army. This is a woman who lives in New Zealand. And I love that testimony because he speaks to us through his word or has the ability to.
Yes.
But you're always going to get those people, too, is like, I've read the Bible, I've done all this, I've done that, and I just feel like I don't hear, you know, the voice of God. But he speaks in so many different ways. You know, for some people, it's this still small voice. I have this in front of me, and it's so helpful. But it's through impressions, through pictures. For me, I absolutely love worship music. Sometimes it's through others. And then usually, there can be confirmation, like the Lord is trying to work with you, say, on forgiveness or something, but you see forgiveness everywhere. You know, like maybe there's you're listening to something and, you know, it's talking about forgiveness and it's just here and there, but constantly it ends up being confirmed that, okay, this is something that I need to work on.
Yeah.
And if you feel that you haven't heard it, not to give up and just ask him, you know, we have direct access when we ask Jesus to live, you know, inside of our house. I came to a personal relationship with Jesus here when I was 16, you know, here at Calvary. My mom was taught personal relationship for the first time, but she grew up in the church, but was not taught personal relationship. Mm. Came here, was taught that for the first time. And, you know, just something that we were talking about earlier is that, you know, I've heard Skip say, and a lot of teachers, that God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. You know, and so if you feel called to this, you know, I do believe that the Lord is going to speak to you in one way or another. But even just coming and, you know, just receiving the love that he has for you, we would love to be able to, you know, just embrace you or, you know, just say hi to you if you're not a hugger, you know, because some people can't handle that.
We're talking about the free Empower workshop that starts on Monday. You can register for free at NewMexicoForMercy.com. We have only a short time left, and when I want to finish the other couple topics that are to be addressed, on May 30th and June 6th, you're going to be talking about the Keys to Freedom, which, of course, mm-hmm. we talked about here on the show, and it's a Bible study offered through Mercy Multiplied. Could you quickly go through those keys, Leela?
Yeah, I'll real quickly go through them. Key one is total commitment to Christ. Key two is healing life's hurts. Key three is renewing the mind. Key four is choosing to forgive. Key five is breaking generational patterns. Key six is using your authority in Christ. And key seven is maintaining lifelong freedoms. And from there, Jim, the following session, we're going to do boundaries, which is one of my favorite ones because it's changed my life so much and made such a big difference. And I just invite all those people pleasers out there to come to this session. Because it's a good one. If you find yourself always saying yes and don't know your best yes, then this is a good session for you to attend.
And those are sessions, that'll be June 7th and June 13th. You'll be talking about boundaries.
That's correct.
Yes, Christine, you had something to say about boundaries.
Oh, it's interesting because, I mean, I was a people pleaser for a while and I'm still working on it. But there's another way that you can please people without, like, it's not just always saying yes, but maybe being scared to disagree with somebody or being scared to talk about how you really feel about something because you know someone else isn't going to agree with you and you don't want to, like, start an argument or whatever. Learning those boundaries of being able to treat yourself well enough to be true to yourself and say, you know what, I do disagree with you. This is exactly how I feel, but I respect that we have differences of opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, I think my personal relationship with establishing boundaries within my life, it has been a form of self-care. And self-care is what we'll be talking about on June 20th in our class, because you're developing a love and a respect for yourself. You know, having those boundaries, especially, I talked last time about how if you want to call me, you can call me. I'll be there for you. But if you're going to call me at like 2:30 in the morning and I'm snuggled up in my bed with my dog and I'm sleeping, I don't know if I'll answer your call because I have to take care of myself and have to sleep. You know, we should never be someone else's first choice in communication. Our job as, you know, being there to walk alongside other people is to point them. The first resource is Christ. Your mm-hmm. first resource is God. And if you need someone, or if you really feel like it's 2:30 in the morning and you got to talk to somebody, talk to God first. Reach out to him first. He is your number one resource. He will always be there for you. And then we will, you know, then we walk alongside each other and help each other and answer the phone. But establishing those boundaries for yourself and for your family, so that way you can continue to help each other and not get burnt out. A lot of times we talk about helper, like burnout, where you just help and help and help and help and so much, and then you don't focus on getting fed yourself to the point where you actually become apathetic. And we don't want that. We want to be able to truly, genuinely care about each other. And so making sure that just as you're trying to help someone else be fed by the word, you're also taking care for yourself to be fed by the word, and to talk to people about what you really need instead of trying to make them happy by saying yes to always what they need only.
I just wanted to mention, just because we began this program with someone, if someone is struggling with suicidal thoughts in the middle of the night, I would say absolutely reach out to the Lord. But there is a local number, or mm-hmm. like reaching out in the middle of the night. There is the New Mexico Crisis and Access Line that you can access 24 hours a day, that has a licensed counselor on the other side of the line. So if you don't feel like you can call a friend, there is that number, or maybe you can call for a friend who is suicidal. So I just want you to know that there is someone that you can actually talk to, mm-hmm. you know, and they are, like I said, licensed counselors that are available 24 hours a day.
And a lot of those people, like you, have had personal experiences with
Absolutely.
All of this.
Mm-hmm.
As you were talking about self-care, Christine, and I can't remember, it might have been Desiree who shared on this program, that self-care has a lot to do with valuing who God has made you.
Yeah.
And discovering and being blessed about who you are. And so many people are struggling because they don't see themselves as valuable.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of experience in other people letting me know that something's wrong with me, or just because of the way that my...
You have a lot of Job's friends?
No, not Job's friends, right, yeah. I just have a lot of experience in that area of other people deciding that something's wrong with me. And I've gotten to the point now where I remember very clearly one day going, no, God made me this way on purpose. You know, he doesn't make mistakes when he designs people. And I'm not talking about how you are perfect the way you are and you don't need to grow or anything, but...
Yeah, we all can get better every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly. But sure. There's a lot to be said about knowing your worth in Christ. And, you know, don't let it go to your head, but, like, he died for you. And he died for every single person on this planet, individually. Like, he thought about us as he was dying for us. And we have our worth in him. We are adopted children into the family of God. We will be inheriting the things that, you know, Jesus inherits the kingdom of God through who he is. And we get to inherit the kingdom of God through his mercy and through his grace. And so knowing that that's who has your back is huge. And we should try our best to not forget that when the enemy tries to sneak into our lives and tempt us with thoughts that we're not worth anything, or that we have nothing to contribute, or that we can't help anyone. You have nothing to say. You can't help this person. You don't, like, no, my God says differently.
Amen. Leela, one more time. How do you sign up for the Empower Workshop with Mercy Multiplied starting Monday?
You go to newmexicoformercy.com. And it'll be the first thing that pops up is to sign up for the Empower Workshop, newmexicoformercy.com.
And it is free, but you need to register. Child care is available. There are evening classes and morning classes. You choose.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you all for joining us today on
ABQ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.